With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. As you start wrapping up gifts for the holidays, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding people how to properly dispose of all those ribbons and bows. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Cardboard boxes, wrapping paper, and bows all tend to pile up this time of year. The Wisconsin DNR wants to make sure as much of it as possible avoids the landfill. Flattened cardboard boxes, plastic 1 and 2 containers, aluminum cans, and glass bottles are all fine to be recycled.
Remember, a recycling symbol doesn't necessarily mean an item is accepted. Check what you can recycle at home and at your holiday destination. It may be different.
That's Jennifer Summeroo, DNR Waste Reduction and Diversion Coordinator. She says holiday string lights, plastic bags, and batteries can't go in your recycling bin, but there could be other options. Some retailers offer drop-off locations for those items. Other packaging materials like tissue paper and ribbons can't be recycled.
Some programs accept wrapping paper, but not others, so you do need to check locally. If it is accepted, paper needs to be plain paper, tearable, with no glitter, foil, or ribbons. So this type of shiny glitter paper would not be acceptable. However, a common reason that programs will say no wrapping paper at all is because people tend to include all of the bows and the ribbons with their wrapping paper, and these are not recyclable. Or they'll take their wrapping paper and make it into a ball. As I mentioned previously, paper needs to be flat in order to be sorted properly.
Summeroo encourages people to reuse things like gift bags. You can find more information on what can and can't be recycled at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The organization REFED estimates that on Thanksgiving alone, 316 million pounds of food is wasted in the United States. That represents more than $556 million of groceries thrown away in a single day. In addition to wasting money, uneaten food is also bad for the environment. When wasted food decomposes in landfills, it will release nearly 5,000 metric tons of methane, a potent greenhouse gas. Ruth O'Donnell is the DNR Organics Waste Management Specialist.
I also want to point out, when food gets wasted or thrown away, all the resources like the land, water, energy, fertilizer, fuel, and labor that went into producing it and getting it to your table gets wasted too.
O'Donnell encourages people to take steps to reduce food waste, things like shopping with a plan, storing food properly to extend its life, and freezing food before it's too late can help.
You may even consider composting extra food scraps. Composting is another form of recycling because the organic materials are broken down. And here the compost microbes live in the presence of air, and these microbes don't produce methane gas. Plus, you end up creating a great soil builder.
You can find more resources for reducing food waste on the Wisconsin DNR website. We have a link at WXPR.org. The city of Rhinelander is taking back management of Northwood Golf Course. The council voted November 25th to part ways with Oliphant Golf Management when the current 3-year contract expires at the end of this month. One reason for the change was the roughly $90,000 a year that Oliphant is paid to manage the course, separate from what the city already is paying in salaries for golf course workers. At a December 3rd special meeting of the council, there was a 7-1 vote to make Northwood Golf Course a department within the city government. The city's goal is to have a core management team in place January 13th. This story is courtesy of the Star Journal. Ice only recently started appearing on area lakes, but some people pushed the season. The Wisconsin DNR asked the public to practice early ice safety. They cautioned that no ice is safe ice. DNR Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw says while ice may look solid, there are often cracks or changes in ice thickness you can't see. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best sources for local current ice conditions. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions. If you do go out on the ice, carry a cell phone and tell people where you are going and when you plan to be back. A flotation device and some ice spikes are also a good idea in case you go through. Check ice thickness as you go out. A Wisconsin Circuit Court's ruling involving public sector bargaining rights has intensified the stakes for the state's Supreme Court election in 2025. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The judge ruled Act 10 is unconstitutional because it treats different groups of public employees unequally. The controversial 13-year-old law strictly limits public sector bargaining rights in Wisconsin. Michael Childers is a labor education professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says the law also brought the state back more than 50 years, as Wisconsin was a pioneer in the fight for workers' legal rights.
It was the first state in the nation that allowed formally for public sector bargaining and then became the first to basically greatly curtail bargaining rights for all but police and fire in the state.
Act 10 would be struck down pending a final decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which currently has a liberal majority. The Republican-controlled legislature that appealed the recent decision is hoping to drag out the case. But the public workers who challenged the law hope the court rules before a new justice is seated next year. Wisconsin's public sector laws of 1959 and 1962 are regarded as turning points in American politics and the legal rights of workers. Childers says Wisconsin's union participation was always higher than the national average until the passage of Act 10 in 2011, which fundamentally changed the ability of public sector workers in Wisconsin to have influence over their workplace.
They had rights similar to what most workers in the private sector in the United States enjoyed, which is the ability to bargain over hours, wages, and all other conditions of work. So this would be reinstated pending this decision.
Childers says Wisconsin experienced the largest decline of union membership in the U.S. over the past decade. If Act 10 is struck down, it could open the door for a resurgence of union engagement across the state. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.